This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Uma with you. And we've got another news story. This is a really fascinating one. And I'm wondering why it took us so long to get to this point. But airlines are getting in on the battle against human trafficking.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, human trafficking involves a lot of cross-border, transporting of people.
Yep.
And you would think transport authorities and airlines should be among the first line of defense, actually.
You would imagine so. I mean, we've seen reports, and I believe this is a couple of years ago, where we talked about people being held in detention in KLIA and the conditions that they were kept in. Not necessarily surprising. But yet, not many people make that connection very easily. So Air Asia...
I was just going to say, not all airlines, but we're number one.
We're number one. Number one here. They're training thousands of their staff to fight human trafficking. And that's one of the first airlines, number one in the continent, to crack down on human trafficking. Why airlines? What they're saying is planes are a key part of the illegal business. These criminal gangs transport thousands of children and vulnerable people by air each year for redeployment. We're talking sex workers, domestic helpers, or forced labor.
All right. Now, to get to the crux of the matter, we're crossing over to Yap Man Cheng, Executive Director of the Air Asia Foundation. Now, Man Cheng, thank you so much for speaking to us. Let's start with why Air Asia decided to get on board with the issue of human trafficking.
We have occasionally come across some cases that our staff have identified. So a few years ago, we had one staff who found someone crying in the airport. And so he was distraught because what happened to him was that he's been working in Malaysia for a few years and not getting paid. And then what happened to him was that his employer just took him to the airport, chucked him there, and told him, well, you have to get out of the country because your work permit has expired, and if you don't, you'll be arrested. So he was distraught because he had taken probably a debt to come to work in Malaysia and never actually got paid for it. So one of our staff decided to help him out and gave a call to an NGO that came to assist him. And subsequently, because of this and the investigations, they broke a ring of basically slavery. People are brought into Malaysia to work and not getting paid, and then kicked home when their work permits expired. So, you know, the NGO workers asked us if there's a way for us to train more of our staff to know what to do, to recognize the signs, basically not to turn away and not do anything, to report it to the right people. And so after a few years, we decided, we were actually really looking into it for the past 2 years, but it is quite a big initiative and we are ready now. So we decided that it's time for us to really put this into action. So first thing we did was really to do some research around and find out what other airlines are doing. And then we came across this NGO called Airline Ambassadors International. They are based in the U.S. and it's actually an NGO that is recognized by the U.S. Congress and United Nations for its work in humanitarian efforts related to the airline industry. So we invited them over to give us a talk. And they were here, so they visited four of our offices in KL, Manila, Jakarta, and Bangkok. And so it was really well received in Air Asia. And we'll be taking that forward after this.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like a really commendable initiative. So talk to us about the scope of training that Air Asia personnel will undergo.
So we are still in the midst of finalizing the training module, but all airline employees, especially the frontline staff, which we call the security staff, ground staff, as well as the cabin crew, have to go through mandatory training anyway. And part of that is security training, which requires them to recognize things like disruptive passengers or how to handle disruptive passengers or how to handle cases that may be terrorism related. So we are basically augmenting these training modules to include an element for human trafficking as well. So the trafficking will have two key elements. One is really to recognize the signs of trafficking, and the other is to know who to report it to.
Okay. Right. And with regards to reporting potential cases of trafficking and taking action, would Air Asia be working closely with the authorities or other organizations to combat human trafficking?
Yes, obviously we don't have any detention towers or anyway, we are not the experts in this matter. So our role is mainly to look up for suspicious signs or signs that make people feel like something is not right. And we have an actual case where one of our staff stopped a case of child smuggling. And it's more prevalent now, children smuggling, and kids don't really know how to speak, you know, so it's kind of trickier as well. So, but there are signs that can be spotted. And so once these signs are evident, our staff are supposed to report to our security personnel, who would then refer it to the airport police. And they will be the people who are properly trained to then investigate further whether it's a verified case or not. So our role is really to be the eyes and ears, to look out for these signs and to refer it to the right authorities. Maybe it will be a real case and that will be saving a child's life. If it's not, then, you know, we will need to know how to handle, make the right apologies, basically to say that, look, we're only looking out for kids that could potentially be smuggled. So all these require training on what to say, what to ask, what kind of questions to ask, what kind of signs to look out for. And really, that definitely requires some sort of strong cooperation with the enforcement officials that are here, because they will also need to be trained officers to know how to take the investigation further. So we've been having discussions also with the police, and for the trafficking workshop that we had here, or the roadshow that we had here, we also invited Malaysia Airport officials as well as members of the police force. So everybody's putting their efforts into making this work.
All right. Thank you so much, Munching. That sounds like a really brilliant initiative. That was Yap Munching, CEO of the Air Asia Foundation. We've got the news coming your way, so don't go anywhere. This is the Evening Edition on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.